The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
To Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7, and go out to motivationmuscle.com, check out and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle in our 30-day Get Strong program. All you have to do is give out your email address, and that's what you can get. For nothing, you can go out and get two great things to look over and implement if you so choose. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at the deep vault of material we got out there. There's really nobody out there in the business that has what we have out there. And go out and enjoy it now, because you never know. It could be disappearing before you know it. There's a lot of great stuff out there, and we're into a lot of different things right now with the company. So I implore all of you to go out and look at everything, because there's something for somebody and everybody out there. So I have Frank Deventhal on with us today, but before I bring Frank in, I've been reading this passage every show now, and we're going to start doing this for quite a while here. We're getting into a lot of manly books. We're getting into a lot more features like that on the show, and I could see a future of that. This is from John Wooden, the great coach, basketball coach of UCLA, and the book is called A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court. Wooden, Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison, and it's called The Opinion of Others, and I've been running up against this quite a bit as of late. And this rung big time in my head when I went out and reread a lot of the passages in this book. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often, we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe? And are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. And as my father always said, and we say it during the end of the show, is be a leader, not a follower. But I'll tell you what I'll say to a lot of these people. Fuck you. That's what I'm saying to them now, because I'll tell you what, I've had enough of a lot of people. And I'm going to start naming people eventually, and I want people to pay attention to this, because I'm going to save you a lot of turmoil in your life, and that's what I want to do. I want to help people to the point where they don't get screwed over, and they're going to have a place to get things done that are going to be done by good qualified people that are honest and they have integrity. If that sounds a little harsh to you at 8:11 in the morning here in New York, that's us in New York. I've got definitely a big spear in my side right now, and I am going to keep pushing this like you wouldn't believe. So, as I said, we have Frank Deventhal on here today. I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a stone lifter, steel bender. He's a kettlebell competitor and trainer. And we're going to talk about these two subjects are going to kind of meld into each other. We're going to talk about self-determination. And are you ever strong enough? And I'm going to get into my thing with self-determination. We'll go to Frank first. But I got quite a little bit of spin on this, I'll tell you right now. And it has to do a lot with what's going on today in the world and the conduct of people to one another. So, Frank, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, sir. anything I missed, websites, anything like that, please give that out. And we'll get into today's show.
Yeah, so if you're good at reading fluent German, then be my guest on Hamburg -kettlebell-club.de. But if you are not, I got some English articles out. But not that important. So just just listen to the podcast, and if you are interested in the few articles I wrote in English, then just drop Eric a note or go to my Facebook profile and I'll send you direct links. No problem.
Yeah, we can take care of that. All right, Frank, this is I'm sure you've run into a lot of this stuff in your lifting career and your business career. Let's start off a little bit with self-determination. Tell me what you feel it is to you, how you use it, and what you feel around us today. Do you see that type of self-determination anymore? Or is it like a lot of things, like our dips, our pullovers, things of that nature, our bent rows that have kind of disappeared from the circle of training, which are so damn good and beneficial to the body? But I'm going to have a take on all that. So take it away, sir.
So at first, you cannot train everything at once. I tried it.
Yep.
I tell you. I tried it multiple times. It sucks. It doesn't work. So just take yourself something that you think is good for you, that you want to progress right now. Maybe got a second thing, but have a main focus.
Yep.
And this will severely help you with training, planning your training. And also, if you got a coach, which I advise everyone, I got a coach too. So it's not like I train other people. I do not need one. Yeah, it's the same thing with a lawyer. Yeah, so a lawyer who has himself for a client is an idiot. So that's the same thing with training. Because most of the time, you cannot see yourself
yep.
objectively.
Yep.
And there are two ways. And especially males have more like this. Okay, I was going to say, it doesn't really translate. So like rose-colored glasses on, so everything is shiny and good. And hey, I look sexy. I look good. Yeah, what? However fat you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is okay, yeah, because it's far better than just going around dragging your shoulders behind and, oh, everything's so bad and I suck so much. No, that's not good at living, yeah? So basically, I mean, if you're happy, this is the most important thing. If you're then also healthy, strong, and so on, wow, very cool. But if you're strong as fuck and not being happy, it's not worth anything.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with that.
And so, on the other hand, you have a cell more like the dark colored shades a lot of women are wearing. So, however skinny they are, I'm so fat, I do not look very good, and it's a little shadow, a dark shadow under my eyes or something. Yeah. So, I mean. I mean, who cares? I mean, a man wants a happy, cheerful wife, one which is intelligent, got power, and gets stuff done.
Well, yeah?
So, and then it's not that important how your body fat percentage is, although it's healthy if it's not too high. Yeah, so you have to balance this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Self-determination I've been noticing lately and for a while. I think the weight room is basically where people really understand you're talking about, like body images and the people you surround yourself with, whether it's your wife, your friends, anybody like that. They don't have to have ripped abdominals. But I guess the whole point when I'm getting into self-determination is this. There's a certain scent in the air, as I'll call it, where there are multiple things going on. We just had a presidential election here settled 2 days ago that really seemed like the way they like to portray it is it bloodied the country up, bigger divide, et cetera, et cetera. When you have all these things going on in your life, I feel your solace is your weight training. I feel the weight room, outdoors, down in your cellar. I don't care if you're swinging from a tree. You're going to get what you need to survive in today's world, and it requires massive self-determination. You must be able to go out, surround yourself with either like-minded people, or get out there in that gym arena, wherever you go, and you have to take and bury yourself in that stuff. If you don't, there's going to be a lot of outside influences breaking you down, causing self-doubt, caught a lot of people totally, constantly, they're hell-bent on, they feel bad about everything. All these things that I'm seeing, especially in the last few days, I don't count on anybody for my welfare. I count on my own doing to make what I need to make. And when I start in the...
At least safer.
Well, you're going to be safer. And as I said in the beginning of the show, when I used a four-letter word, which I really try not to do too much on the show, mainly because there are a lot of younger people listening now, and I know they've probably heard worse than I've ever said, but that doesn't mean I have to fall into everybody else's category, which I won't. But what I'm trying to plead with all of you, if you are lifting, whatever you're doing, if you're new to it and you're just starting out or you're not sure, do not ever let anything bend you back. If it does, just don't let it break you. And the main thing is, no matter what you're getting into, even if you're not sure, you know there's ways to contact all of us. And I don't know one person on this show with me that would ever say no to anyone, because that's what we do. We promote this type of living. This is not just going out in the weight room. This is a lifestyle that will carry you through your final days. Believe me, it's been proven. And then when we get into, you know, when we're into that and we're talking about the second half of the show being strong enough, I'll give you a big resounding no. I don't believe you ever can be strong enough. I think you take yourself where you want to go. We can look at numbers of lifters, all right? You know, you look at Eddie Hall, you know, that's over 1,000-pound deadlift he did. Incredible, all right? But we are numbers. Everything with us are numbers. That means you're strong with some lifts. But really, how strong are you when the rubber hits the road? There's some people who just have scary strength without even touching weights. I remember my grandfather, big Italian. That guy could take, and he could probably whip ass over most guys that, you know, that are doing all these phenomenal numbers. Why? He was just like a natural guy. Big hands, big wrists, big neck, labor. I think weights are great, and I think it's good to mesh them. You get one of those old longshoremen like Carmen Caputo talks about his grandfather, or you get somebody like my grandfather. You know, they're all over from Italy, a lot of them, and there was everything here, Germanic, Irish, Poles. These were men and women, and the women too. They were involved in a lot of hard labor. You know, you don't even think about stuff like that, how strong it makes you. And not only that, this is what I was saying the other day to Carmen. With all, you know, mass media, Skype, everything, it's a godsend in a lot of ways. I mean, if you don't know, I'm talking to Frank. He's in Germany. I'm in Albany, New York, United States, all right? Amazing. Absolutely amazing when this stuff works. But there's too much information, in my opinion, now. And what I see the difference between, like, Carmen's grandfather, my grandfather, I'm sure Frank can give us some information on his family, too. I think they had a lot of things going. They had to work. They had to provide, because most of them had big families. They had a wife. And who knows what else they're involved in the neighborhoods, because the communities were very tight. And the thing is, what I see differences in people now among many to back, say, even, I don't know, 75 years ago, let's say, you didn't have all this stuff coming in on you all the time. But the thing is, they didn't really have time to worry about a lot of the stuff now that really is meaningless. And I think that's why they conducted their lives so strongly and were able to do the things they did with very little help, with very little things out there to educate them. A lot of it was innate intelligence where they either learned or they came up with the idea. So that is self-determination right to the maximum. And they have a different kind of strength. I'm sure they didn't even ever think they were strong enough, because all they did is did it. And when you just go out and do it, a lot of times in weightlifting and in any type where you're using your hands, it just comes naturally. So take it away, Frank.
So I just had to remember the Mighty Adam, Joseph Greenstein. He was a small dude, and he was also working as a longshoreman. So a longshoreman is a guy who gets his stuff from the ships and puts it on again.
Yep.
And so he was it was described in the book, which everybody should be getting. It's out of print and it's got an insanely price, but it's worth it to get that.
Yep.
And so he was carrying big bags of beans. They were quite heavy, and he did it for the whole day. And what he did, he beer hugged them and squeezed them so hard as he could, and then walked from the boat to the shore and to the storage where they had to go.
Yep.
And he did this all the time, and he did that because he was trying to earn money as a professional wrestler. And man, he gave some hard fights, yeah, because, I mean, he was just a splitting person when he hugged them.
Yep.
So, but at that time, this was just something which you had to do. There was no other way. So for them, what they did, this now maybe appearing harsh lifestyle, was normal for them. This was the easiest way they could do it. If there would have been an easier way, they would have done that. And so this was their way of adopting. Now, in retro perspective, if we look back, we say, wow, they've been very strong. Okay, they did all this manual labor, and they did not have that much confusion going on.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
So, but this is just due to the time. And believe me, they had more worries than we do.
Well, let me ask you this, Frank. Let's equate 2016, 2016 into 2017. Do you think most younger people today could go and be a longshoreman like a Mighty Adam or like Carmen's grandpa?
Yes. Of course. They could do this. They would nearly kill themselves in the first week.
Yep.
They got butchered on the second. On the third week, this would be just plain hell, and they would be hurting all the time. Of course, all the time there would be social bitching around and twittering how hard their life would be. And after the fourth week, they would be just keep going.
Yep.
Then they adopted it. This is what we are born for. We are born for adopting.
I guess what I'm saying to you there, because I don't think it's all there for a lot of people today, is the work ethic, because I'm talking from an America look. I don't see the work ethic today like I did even 20 years ago. And I feel it would have to be a certain sect of individual that would want to go and do something like that, because that is ball-busting, knee-breaking labor, man. And go ahead.
And I think that attitude was required to just get along.
Yep.
Now, this attitude is not necessarily required to get along. And this is the reason why it's not being so predominant in the selection process. And this is the reason why other people do not have to develop it just to get along, because there is an easier way today.
I agree.
Yeah.
But you know what?
This is not something to blame the times for. This is not something to cherish for. So one has to be aware and make other people aware that these virtues are important and that they have to use their mind to create the virtues they would like to see in all people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about you have to do this to be good. No, I say we all have to do that to be better.
Yep.
It's not just you do that. It's like we do that. It's just I do this. Yeah.
Yep.
If I do something, it should be good, not just for me as an individual. It should be good for the community as well. And community, I do not just count my family, my country in, or the benevolent countries, I'm counting in all people. Because I just think it's just sheer luck where we have been born. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if it would be different, I would be, I don't know, a small black person somewhere in the bushes of Africa trying to survive a draft.
No, yeah? No, I agree. Go ahead.
I'm not. So I just have to take the cards that are given me at birth just to make a hell of a game and just make it interesting and make it good, not just for me, also for the people that I encounter.
Yeah, but what my point, I think, with everything is this. I think to become better, I think physical and mental ends of everything have to enter into your life. I don't see I could never see myself going through life just getting by. And I know a lot of people have no problem with that. I think, you know, when you're talking of being dealt at birth, I was dealt, obviously, a determined guy, even though I didn't know it then. I lived around people that were ill. I took in a lot of things, I think, that really shaped my younger years. And obviously, as you become more and more of age, you start shaping your own experiences. I wouldn't have the experiences I have now if it wasn't for getting into weight training. There's no doubt in my mind right now. And it does teach you a self-determination to keep rising up, rising up, rising up. Never be, you know, it might have your number that day, but that day is not the determining part of your life. So if I have a bad day today, that doesn't mean that's going to control tomorrow. So I felt that the reliance and the ability to train the way I have all these years and be gifted enough to be able to do it and be able to relish the talent that I've been given, that I was born with, and use that talent. See, and you need that type of determination to keep going and going and going, because there's going to be things in your way every day of your life, no matter how good you're doing, that you're going to have to address, conquer, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. Go ahead.
You got the cards, for being able to do something to better yourself, just to go out and push your limits. And this is what you do. You have the card and you use it.
Yep. No, I agree totally. If you're not going to use what you're dealt, there's no point of living, in my opinion, because you're wasting the ability to contribute. And when you can contribute to things, even as little as you think they are, you'd be surprised. You know, when I say five words can change somebody's life, believe me when I tell you that. There's no doubt about it. Whether you're going to talk in a positive or a negative direction, that is entirely up to you. But we all know words are worse. Words can be worse than getting popped right in the face, because words can stick with you. You know, as they say, a good insult can last a lifetime. And that is true. And that's why, you know, when you're talking about being determined, when you're talking about can you ever have enough strength? Both of them are like, no, you can never not have enough strength. And no, you can never have enough self-determination. Because without the two of them, you're going to have a very hard time in this world. And the thing I think a lot of people are under the misconception of is this. They think the classroom is the real world out there. And anybody that's ever been in the real world is going to tell you, wake up soon, my friend, because if you don't, you're going to get the proverbial knockout shot to the friggin' chin. And I think we're seeing that a lot in America right now, especially after the election. You got a lot of people that are out rioting in the streets. They're wishing ill will to Donald Trump. They're issuing ill will to the country. There's been all kinds of threats on this man's life. And a lot of these people I see, and I don't want to get into this political thing, but this all goes with what we're talking about, is this. A lot of them have never had to carry themselves by their own bootstraps. And they're very frightened right now, and frightened is usually fear. And fear can cripple you for the rest of your life. It can paralyze you. And my whole thing now is this. There's a lot of things that are bothering me at times, a lot of things I'm dealing with right now business-wise. Obviously, I've got some dings up with my body right now that I'm dealing with. Everybody's doing that all the time. But the thing is, I never fell into a pattern of this fear-based life, because if you're spending your time worrying about things that you can't control or things that are going to take away from what you're doing, you're really ruining your life. The thing to do is to turn, no matter what's happening around, in a positive way. And I know it seems very hard when you got, you know, 10 walls falling down on you, but there's always something good that's going to come out of that. Maybe you can't see that right now, but it will. And the whole thing is this: stop occupying yourself and doing the bidding of other people that could give a shit about you. Go out and make your own way in the world, no matter how hard it is. And I guarantee you, when you do things like that, you will attract people into your life that are going to help you. I guarantee you that. But the thing is, you've got to get out of that whole thought of, it's not fair, or I can't do it, or they're telling me I can't do it. That's where self-determination comes in fully. Execute that as hard as you can. It's like anything. As Frank Klein says, on my college professor, there's one word doing it over and over. It's called repetition. When you can repeat, and you can repeat something that has a total effect on you mentally, physically, and spiritually, you can beat these dilemmas you're in. They're not going to happen right away, but they will happen. And if you go through life just from one thing to the next, doesn't work. They're not fair to me. How am I going to make it? This one's got more money than I do. You're going to be destined.
So what? Be happy.
Yeah, be happy. I mean, be happy.
So, if somebody's had a good life, great.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. Mm-hmm. That's cool. He's got a big apartment than me. Oh, fine. Yeah. I'm happy for him.
Yep.
Hey. So it's not like he kicked me out of my room and now he lives in my apartment.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what the best thing is? This, people like that, you never know. You could strike up a conversation out of the blue, and I got news for you. Before you know, maybe these people are helping you out, or you're working for them. You know, never say never to anything. There's a world of possibilities out there. The thing is, you just got to get up off your ass and decide what is important to you.
Oh, that's a good thing. What is important to you is how do you develop a self-image, image of you that you have?
Yep.
There are two ways, and you better not mix them up. The one is what other people tell you about you.
Yeah.
And the other one is self-reflection.
Yep.
So you have to take both and think about it.
Yeah.
Because maybe what some people say is very good and correct. That's the reason why I told people, just get a coach for your training.
Yep.
Yeah. Just so you have a more, neutral view on what you are doing. But be careful. This is very easy with the coach. Yeah, or with a mentor, he makes you better with training. But with life, this is not that easy. And with training, you can be very sure that every coach or trainer wants his students to be very good and succeed. If it's going for general life, you have to be careful if this person is positive to you or if it's a toxic person.
Yep. Yeah.
Then you have to think about it, chew it, take yourself some time. And then build up a new self-image.
Yep.
And then think, if you like this image, what you like, you keep. What you do not like, you have to change. Then you have to go to a metamorphosis.
Yep.
To change yourself. One way could be weight training, because it has two things. It changes your body for the better,
mm-hmm.
the way you like it to work. And also it has a relaxing a capability to ease your mind.
Yeah.
If the rest is chaos, weight training is good. It's the same thing when I did Aikido, and my life was chaos. But as soon as I hit the tummy and everything was quiet and we bowed, then it was like another world. I was in this other world, and I could just concentrate on my partner, yeah, because in Aikido you do not have an opponent, you have a partner.
Yep.
And after this, I felt so good because all this stress, voices, and everything was gone. And then when I had this 1 hour break with training or practicing, and it doesn't matter if it's weight training, if it's calisthenics, if it's kettlebell, if you go running, if you're taking your stone out for a walk.
Yeah, exactly.
It helps you or can help you to calm your mind.
Yep.
If it does not help you to calm your mind, be careful, because this is a sign that you do not concentrate on your weight training and injuries may occur because you're not focused on what you're doing.
Exactly. The biggest thing of all, and, you know, we were talking about weights yesterday and stuff. We had Gary Reinel on, who's phenomenal, and he had written a program with an MD, and they went around to nursing homes, and they were training people 85, 90 years old where they could get up out of their wheelchair again, walk to the bathroom, even some went home. And this is the beauty of weight training. I mean, I lump everything together. We know kettlebells, stone lifting, all that, but we're just going to, for the sake of it, talk about weight training, because that's what it all is when it comes down to. Other than the barbell and the weights, and I, of course, everyone knows my position on a power rack, there's nothing like it in the world. A very simple piece of equipment made out of iron and steel, all right? And the things you can do with this, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, I've done things with people where I stuck them in a power rack with an Olympic bar and plates, and we did isometric holds, and I knocked 35 pounds of fat right off their body doing that mainly. Many things I've done I haven't released even, things I'm doing now here. The laboratory is out there, and it's waiting for you to come out and make your mark on yourself and on the world. It's imperative when we talk about these things about, you know, when we're talking about self-determination. Are you ever strong enough? Those are all things that should be entering into your mind every day about everything you do. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing is, strong enough for what? Am I strong enough for what?
Right.
So, what I found out with this one article I sent you, it's a long time ago, it's something which I had. Am I strong enough? Normally, I'm far stronger for all the things that I have to do in normal life.
Right.
So, for this, I'm over the top. And then I had this one day that my father was just collapsing in the garden. And I did not notice this. And then later on, I just wanted to heading off and then just look for him. And, oh, where is he? Okay, I looked around in the garden. And then I heard something. And then I saw him there. He was lying on the floor.
Yep.
Could not really move, bruised himself very, very bad. And I was there in an instant. And before I knew, I picked up my father, who was bigger than me. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then I just carried him like a baby to the house. And later on, I was just thinking, wow, for this situation, you need strength.
Yeah.
Not for showing up or something. And this is and this is good. If you ever encounter this situations that you have energy and strength to your disposal. Because at that situation, it's too late to say, oh, well, I should have been gone to the gym 4 years ago.
I agree.
It's too late.
Yep.
So in four seconds, you will not make up to that strength.
Well, you know what it is, you know what it is too, Frank? It's like I think it just goes with what weightlifting is. I think the weightlifting mind, I'll speak on my own behalf. I know with me, I'm always looking for ways to get stronger. Now, most people say to you, well, haven't you done it enough? Haven't you gone and done enough things? Blah, 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 blah. That isn't how I think. All right? My mind is not set up to be conventional like that. My mind is always looking to get better, whether it's business, whether it's out in the athletic field there, out in the yard, bigger stone. How to put more calories on without putting a ton on your stomach, et cetera, et cetera. you create a body that is like, and a mind that's like an investigator. You know, people love to, you know, hire investigators to find out different things about people. Well, my investigation breeds right into me. It bleeds totally into me where, you know, it's not a self-centered thing, and I don't care if people think it is. I think you take care of yourself first, be as healthy as you can, because if you're not, you can't take care of anybody else around you, whether you're married, you got kids, girlfriend, whatever it is, all right? That's paramount, your health. But my mind works very fast all the time. It wants answers. It wants to go out and try things. It wants to see if I can exceed my any limitation I've put on myself or anything anyone else has tried to do. So I believe that is always going to be the way I tick. There's not going to be any other way with me. And I love that because these are the people that are out putting big things out, that are out educating people, that are out doing this right in their own backyard. It's not some controlled environment where you've got a million people around you coming up with all these theories. I think all kinds of things I'll listen to and look at, but there's never anything like doing things on your own, hands down, all the way, and you come up with your own assumptions, your own variations, and obviously the knowledge you attain from doing that, that's when you pass it on to people. Take it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's the thing, if you do a program, do it till the end.
Yep.
Then you can decide if it was working or not, or if you change it.
Yep.
It's the same with my wife. She was, you can change normal cooking recipes.
Right.
Let's say I'll take a little bit more of this and I take a little bit of this. But this does not work with baking, because baking is far more to chemistry than just cooking. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, if you have a recipe and change the amounts of whatever you take, it may not work out. So if you take something for the first time, just go by the recipe. And after you got some experience, you can change stuff.
Yep.
But the first time, you should really try it out vanilla.
No, I agree. Absolutely. But you know something, you never get good at anything if you're afraid to make mistakes.
This is another, this is normal. And I mean, training is not a one-time decision. It reminds me of something which you said. I was doing sandbag carries with a 60 kilo sandbag.
Yep.
So I was walking around on the parking lot. So I was just sweating and huffing and puffing and just walking around. And there's this woman, maybe 50 years old, in a costume, looking at me very strange. And I was kind of like, why do you torture yourself so much? And I was going like, I enjoy it, just to get stronger.
Yeah.
And yes, but shouldn't you have been grown out of this?
Yep.
And I says, no, not really. You're still reading child books. And she was, what? Yes, are you still reading child books? No. You see, once you stick on reading, you grow out of the child books and take other literature that inspires you.
Yeah.
So, and if you do with weightlifting the whole time and training for a couple of decades, you do not pick up the weights that you used for the beginning. You go to the more advanced, more difficult, challenging, joyful weights. And this is what I do. She did not like me.
Well, yeah, but I go against, I hear that a lot too. And you know what it is? You and I both know that I said it 10 minutes ago, we operate on a different plane than most people. And, you know, if growing out is something is to, when you're doing it, obviously, to get stronger, bigger, and healthier, I would say, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this stuff till the day they stick me in the ground or whatever you're going to do, because I still don't think, with all the information out of there, and this is one of the things that Gary and I were talking about, why is it, you know, in today's world, especially in the medical field, they might not want to admit it, they realize that resistance through weight training is beneficial to any age, okay?
Yes, and it is.
But let me just finish this quick. But this is the thing, two things. If they go with that theory they're only going to go so far. So they might say, well, you know, Eric, we only want you to lift, say curl or pull off the floor if you're able to do that, 10 pounds. Well, that's not going to help me at all. You need to build real resistance towards you to build the strength. That's number one. Then number two, let's face it, I don't want to say this because I don't know it for fact, but there's a lot of money to have people in these places. It furnishes, they'll tell you it's a great life and everything, but I've seen people in those homes, and it's devastating to look at so many people that had given so much, and now they're reduced to where they are right now, and probably a lot of them could be doing much better. And I'll tell you, when I've gone into one of those homes and walk out, when my feet touch the ground outside that door, you can bet I'm thanking God for my life there, because I never, ever want to be in an environment like that. That is, from what I do and what all of us do, that would be like the worst thing that could ever happen to you. As I always say, at 100 years old, 250, I'd drop dead right after that. That would be my happiness right there, because...
Yeah, you just have to wait a little bit, because when you do that, I want to be there, and then we have a battle. Yeah,
so I got you.
See
it. No, I'm with you. But it's you know something, Frank? It's a hard... You know, what we do, even today in 2016, weightlifting is still kind of looked at as like the dark horse, you know, the ugly stepchild. You know, you're hearing it from people still. Well, haven't you outgrown that? You know how many people have said to me, hey, you tore your bicep, why would you go back to Iceland again? What do you mean, why wouldn't I go back to Iceland again? You know, aren't you afraid?
It's the same question.
Yeah.
Your eyes got bad.
Yeah.
You need glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, to read.
Yeah.
Yeah? Nobody tells you, oh, you see, don't read anymore because you need glasses.
Yeah, exactly. No, it totally goes against the grain with me with so many things. And that's why we're doing the show. That's why we are here, to spread the word, to spread what we believe in, to help people. People don't hear enough of this stuff. They're being blindsided constantly by the can't-doers out there. The negative shit, it's everywhere, man. And it's like, if you don't build the self-determination, if you don't build the guts to withstand this stuff, you're going to be marching around crying like everybody else. Come on, everybody. It's like, everybody out there's got a gift. And it's unfortunate that so many people coming up through life are told, well, why do you want to waste your time? Why do you want to do that? You can get hurt. You know something? You can insult other people. Well, you know what? You're going to go through life being insulted quite a bit. I got news for you. You're going to get hurt by a lot of people. You're going to fail. You're going to succeed. You're going to triumph. And I hope eventually everyone gets to their destination. But life is not kind a lot of times. And it's going to be up to you to decide if you want to be part of it, or if you just want to be, as Dr. Wong says, do you want to be the sheep of the world or the Spartan of the world? And I'll leave it with that. Frank, summarize anything you like. Give out all your info. I'll give mine and stay on the line if you would, please.
Okay. Then when you say that people, you may get hurt while you do it. The other thing is, do you have really fun? Do you really live? Do you feel life?
Yep.
If you do not do this, I think you got more to lose if you do not what you love. You get far more to lose. You lose your emotions. You lose your thinking. You lose your self-esteem. And if you lose that, you lose also the ability to love others and accept their love.
Yep.
If you do not like yourself, you have a very, very hard time accepting that other people like you and love you.
Yep.
And then you hurt people who are nice to you and want your best. And this is not good. And this goes also what strong is enough? You cannot patch up the wounds in your heart by strength. It doesn't work. You have to reflect and have to heal them.
Yep.
It can help you just to take a break, like I had when my friend died. So I took a kind of personal break in the weight room, which helped me to calm my senses and get on track again. But this is not what actually healed me. This was just time and thinking over it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I still miss him. But this is normal.
Sure.
And so this is also goes out to trainers. If I teach a person to be strong, I have to teach him at first to be also be responsible with that strength. I mean, if you got an aggressive, unstable person who hates everyone and just looks for an opportunity to hurt other people so he feels better, I'm not going to train him.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so aggressiveness is good if it's required.
Mm-hmm.
If you are aggressive and if it's not required, you're just a plain asshole.
I agree.
And so I want to help build gentle giants.
Yep.
Who yep. make this world richer and a more lovely place.
Yep.
That's what I'm just trying to basically do. And this involves also a lot of sweat.
Sure does, let me tell you. A lot of sweat, a lot of pain, a lot of disgust, but man, in the end of the day, it feels better than anything in the world to be able to go out and do something that is really meaningful to you and you can pass it on to others. And that's the whole reason why we're here. Everybody has their, there's doubt about it, we all have.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I have something with everybody has its days, and it involves smiling.
Yeah.
So
keep smiling.
I was walking my young daughter to the kindergarten all the time.
Yep.
And I greeted everybody on my path and smiled at him.
Yep.
And my wife is also something, you don't know him. Well, why do you do this? And I said, oh, well, I'm just being friendly. I just want to pass on something nice.
Yep.
And so she shook her head, but okay, she knows me. I'm just like that. And after a time, after a month, people really enjoyed meeting me.
Yeah.
That I never really talked to, but they knew, oh, that's this strange person coming up, and he's going to greet me. And they were very happy, and we greeted and everything. And then one day, I don't know what was, some usual stuff, chaos, and it was not a good day for me.
Yep.
And so I was not smiling, I was just walking there, and having there my self-thoughts and doubts, and walking my daughter there to the kindergarten, and everybody on my way smiled at me and greeted me. And after the second person, I changed. So I was smiling again, and I was waving and everything. So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I took my own medicine. Yeah.
Well, here's like I say at the show, Doc Ridge, keep smiling. He said that for years. I got news for you. Say it to yourself, keep smiling. I'm smiling right now just saying it. There's those two words can take anybody with a rotten day and change it. The thing is, you've got to want to change it. And, you know, there's another thing, too. You know, your inner spirit, innate intelligence, however you want to define it, is, you know, crying out for love. It always is. You want to show that emotion, that strength of love. And you can brand it any way you want. But the whole thing is, everybody out there has it within them. But you're buried 10 feet deep in garbage that you've been sucking in through your eyes and your ears. And until you can get away from these things and create your own fundamentals and your own standards in life, you're going to suffer, man. And you're going to blame people and you're not going to get to where you want to get. If everything was easy, everybody would have everything they want. And that's just a fact of life. And the thing is now, the fact of life is changing rapidly through the world. as of the other day. And a lot of people don't like it, and a lot of people are very upset with it. Well, you know something? This is my feeling. If you're going to get help, you know, rely on your friends and family. They're the most important thing to you. If you need to pray to God, whatever gets you through whatever you need to do, number one. Number two is stop relying on things that are not going to come through for you. The best thing to do is build that self-determination within, that development within, that meaning, the meaningfulness of who you are. See, that's why we say that all the time, that you are special, that you have special within you. But the thing is, you have to capture it and bring it out of you. Nobody's going to be able to do that for you. They can help you. They can inspire you. They can push you. But at the end of the day, your character is going to be what you build within yourself and bring it out. It might sound daunting to you, but it can be done, and done a lot more easily than you think. I think that these roadblocks that are put up all over in front of you is because, let's face it, they want you to be part of the group. They don't want you to stand out and have a belief system. You heard when I read that passage from Coach Wooden. You know, it's more important to be accepted than to really think highly of yourself. Well, that's not for me, and it's never been. Do I want people to have a good opinion of me? Yeah, but not everybody's gonna, and that's okay too. But I think the main thing is find your character, and like Coach Wooden says, don't be afraid to step out. You know, you're going to take a lot of
this is what people think. They think there's safety in numbers.
That's right.
In a big swarm.
Yep.
So if I behave like everyone else,
yep,
I'll be safe.
Yep. They won't. Yep.
And then everything will be fine.
Yep.
Which is not a very good way, because, I mean, I come from Germany, and if I look from the Second World War at Hitler and how he progressed things, a lot of people just thought, oh, this is not right, but I do not want to stick out, so I just want to be safe, so I do not say anything.
Yep. Yep. No, I agree. That's the thing. But you know something? We've got a lot of time here. We've got 28 more years on the show. And in 28 years, I know in the last 2 years what we've done with people and how much we've helped them, because I get the notes all the time. I got a beautiful note from a person yesterday. I'm not going to give their name out because they didn't give me permission. But we're getting things from people that I never even dreamed of. And your words, your action, your content, your character, all these things that a lot of people think now is nothing more than a bunch of bullshit, still resonates and still is true. And I believe when you stay true to who you are and your beliefs, they're going to carry you much further than being somebody that's going to constantly keep rearranging and changing everything. Because how the hell can you ever get good at anything if all you're doing is constantly changing what you believe, what you do? You can never get good in anything like that. What it is, it's a way to say basically, well, I don't like this, so I'm going to move to something else. You can't do that your whole life. You're just going to be wandering around. And eventually, like everything, it will catch up to you. And you just can't go on like that. I'm going to read a little thing, and then you can summarize everything, Frank, if you would, please. I got this note from a gentleman yesterday. I don't even know this fellow through Facebook, but as I said, I'll even give you my reply to him. Eric, it's an honor. I love your show, dedication, and when it comes to inspiration, you deal it out in spades. Good on you, sir. And I wrote, thank you. I won't say his name. Welcome to the family. Sincerely, Eric. This is what's happening here. We are touching lives. People are gravitating now to something that means something. They want to be part of something. This is more important to me than anything. This was the reason why I got into all this, because I never felt there was anything out there that really promoted, you know, sticking up for yourself, asking people questions, learning new things, because I love learning. I'm constantly learning, constantly growing. All these things. What would I ask so-and-so? What would I like to do? What happens if I hit a brick wall? What have these guys done before to get them out of that funk? All those things. This is what it's all about. This is the idea of going out and going after something and having it come after you. and through all the trials and tribulations, you succeed with it. And it might take a month, it might take 6 months, it could take 5 years. But once you're into it for life. Go ahead, Frank, anything you want to lend, give out your info, let me give mine, and we will sign off today, please.
Okay, I think the easiest way to get in contact with me is just on Facebook. And if you pursue a goal, you will have always minor changes, small tiny adjustment to better get there. If you encounter a major error, something is not going right,
right,
you have to do also major changes and cut things. If you do major changes and encounter errors, that forces you to throw everything away every second week, then you do something wrong. Then there's a systematic error in your thought process. Then you really should reflect on what you're doing and find a better way of doing it. And this is going to be far more fun than changing the worldview every 2 weeks.
No, I agree, totally, without a doubt.
And otherwise, I just be happy, have fun, be nice. I mean, really, the very most basic stuff your grandma told you.
Yep. No, you know what? Simple works all the time. Simple.
Yeah.
Simple. People don't put enough emphasis on simple. They want complex things that they know probably right from the get-go that they're never going to, get done. That's it.
This was so nice. It's a quote from Dan John. It's about technique of throwing the discos.
Yep.
And then he was explaining it and how you do it. And this is a simple move. You do this, 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 and then you throw the discos. It's simple.
Yeah, it's very
simple. And
then
somebody tries this, stumbles over his own feet, falls down, and it's just, you said it was easy. And he said, no, I said it was simple.
Exactly.
It's not easy.
Exactly. No, totally. And that's the way it's always going to be. I just got to say this, and then I'll give my info out once you give your websites. The simplicity is the word. I use it here all the time with everything we do. It's the little things and the simple things in life, and I'm guilty of it too. You overlook, you discount, you don't think about. Then you get into these things where you're so mired in too much information or you've bought too many products and they don't work, or if they work, it's only maybe halfway through. We've seen it all before. I've seen major people that are, I'm sure they're millionaires with products. Well, you know, once you do this, we've got a new product coming out. It leaves you on the hook all the time. See, I'm of the old school of, look, if I do X, Y, and Z out in the back, you're going to get X, Y, and Z. Now, if you need more help down the road, you can contact me. But I'm not going to take you and lead you on a journey with a $150 download every time. That I won't do, because I think a lot of things that we do, yeah, you improve upon them, you come up with new ideas. But the basic gist of everything, the ground game, as I call it, is all there, and you don't need to keep adding and adding and adding. What you need to do is to get into something and bury your head right in it. That's the thing. We're always looking for the next quick fix. How do I get bigger? How do I get stronger? How do I get faster? Everybody out there, if you're not sure, I'm going to tell you right now, everything takes time to do. So use that self-determination. Never be satisfied with just being strong. Get stronger. Do you want to give out your websites, Frank, anything else, and we'll wind up?
Oh, yes. Okay, there are two things. At first, hamburg-kettlebell-club.de.
Yep.
And now also on strongman-frank.de, as I'm working now also as a professional strongman.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the greatest thing of all. The opportunity is always there for you. Never feel like it's not. Don't give up and don't give in no matter what. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com. Also, too, You can get the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle in the 30-day workout program. Also, as I said before, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. There's a vault, like I said, of information like nobody else out there. There are, I think we've got close to 1,000 shows out there now in just a hair over 2 years. And we are working on some major stuff right now. And it looks like probably the best of M&M will be out by the end of the year among three other big things. And I'm in the process right now of speaking to some people about possibly the sale of the show or working with them and coming aboard and doing the show. I'd still own it, but we're in the process of a lot of things right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but you can bet no matter what happens, we'll be around no matter what. There's a lot of things happening right now because of our growth, and we've had some setbacks with people that didn't do their job and were paid handsomely for. So we are scrambling right now to find someone to finish up the work, do the three or four big things we need to really get the ball rolling before 2017. So that's what we're in the process of. I'm going to go more into this as we get near the end of the year. Well, probably the first of the year, because I'm not going to be doing any podcasting, it looks like, from Thanksgiving through the first of the year. There's too many other things going on, and to be honest with you, I need a rest right now, refresh the batteries, let the voice heal up a lot. I've been going nonstop for over 2 years, 9 to 15 to 16 shows a week. There's nobody I've ever met that have done that much, and when I tell people that, they stutter or stop for a split second because they can't believe that I've done it. Well, I've built a company on my own back, basically on my own. With all that, we're downloading bigger than ever, and we're looking to hit 100,000 downloads within the next year. It's all going to happen, regardless whether the show is here or there's another show or whatever, because you can always bet I've got another card in my back pocket because I've prepared for a lot of these things over a year ago because I knew where we were going with things. So preparation is important. And the things you do, the steps you make in your life with your business, your personal life, are also very important because there's fallout from everything. But we'll see what happens. I would assume M&M, I don't want to give it up, but we'll see what happens with these people that potentially want to get into the business here with me. So there's going to be more on that, maybe by the end of the year, maybe by the first of the year. But we're going to still kick out a kick-ass rolling show no matter what. Also, to go out to motivationmuscle.com, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. We've gotten 5-star reviews for everything. You know we're streaming now. You can find us on many directories, but go out to Google Play Music, TuneIn, Shoutcast, and if you have the capabilities with your radio in your car, we are on AHA, A-H-A. You can get M&M when you're driving all over town. If there's a show you'd like Frank and I to do, Fiorello Barbo at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration, wisdom, anything to bolster people up. As I said during the show, 5 words can change your life. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones and turn them into dust, hit it hard today. And as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination. We're domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anybody's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. I live by those 3 words. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's listened to M&M from the very beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that no matter where we are to the very end, and I plan on being around for another 28 years at least. You can count on that, everybody. We are going to be the biggest you've ever seen on the planet. I guarantee it. Also, too, I wish I remembered the gentleman's name. He said, one day I was listening to your show. He goes, you were so friggin' wild. He said, my speakers were vibrating. So that was another great thing. Also, too, as Frank Klein said, the greatest teacher I ever had in the college ranks, repetition, repetition, repetition. As my dad said, among many things, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. And as John Ridge said, my chiropractor for many years, who was like a father figure to me, I had lost my dad many years before I met up with John, who we lost 2 years to cancer, almost to the day now. He would say everything. He would walk every patient in the door no matter what, and he'd say two words, as I said during the show. Keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself no matter what your day's like and not smile. John was a man's man. I miss our Fridays together when I'd go over and get adjusted. I don't know if I could do that now with the workload I'm under all the time, but I would find a way somehow to get to him every week because John was somebody that you could talk to. He was like my dad. He was like a consigliere, as they call him in the mafia, as a Cosa Nostra, I'd rather refer to. Someone you could talk to about anything and never worry about it ever going anywhere. As my pop always said, don't tell people anything you don't want repeated. I found that out lately, too, a little bit. And I am now. It's like someone sewed my mouth tight with everything now. The stuff I say on the show is the stuff I want you to know because it's pertinent and very important. So, and then the biggest thing of all, I will meet them all one day, and I look forward to it. But the biggest thing that's on my mind lately, and I don't know where it came out of, is I can't wait to the day when I meet my brother Jimmy. And he's standing. No more wheelchair. My brother's got open arms for me, and he's on his own two legs. I don't know if that was something from him or what, but that has dropped in my head for the last week, and I look forward to the day we meet, Jimmy, because everything here is about you. That's why I'm doing this, for you, for everybody else out there. I want people to know you can be around people that inspire you, like nothing else. And Jimmy is he is the angel on my right shoulder all the time. I love my brother, my family, and everybody out there. It's very important to have things like that. Frank talked about that during the show. I second that totally, because if you're empty, you got nothing, believe me. Frank, once again, thanks for being on the show, sir.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. You're welcome here anytime.
You have a great show. I think you help a lot of people. And so I really keep my fingers crossed for you that everything turns out the very best for you and the people you like.
Absolutely, man. And it will. You have to stick to it. As I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Remember this. We're not going to knock on your door. We're going to kick the thing through. Join our family. Be part of our revolution. Because if you've been with us since the beginning, and I hear this from a lot of people, they cannot believe how far this show's gone. They cannot believe that, you know, I hear the personality, the dedication, the fire in your voice all the time, the love you have for the show and for your family here. Well, let me tell you, that's a big part of it, but there's much, much more. We are going to have, and it could happen even this month, but I'll tell everybody, and there's going to be certain people I'm going to talk to about this. We're going to talk about the whole concept of motivation and muscle here. We're going to get the good and the bad. Anybody can say what they want as long as they keep it civil with me. I want to know why motivation and muscle they feel is so important, why they're on the show, what it is they like or dislike about me. What things can we improve upon? I got thick skin. I can take anything. So there's going to be a lot of new stuff coming up. Not only that, with the Entrepreneur Hour we're going to be doing, there's going to be a lot of book reading too, manliness. We want everybody in here, and I'm not one of those fly-by-night guys that want to make their money and run. This is my lifelong passion and dream. This is that 10-year-old kid talking to you as a grown man, but I'm still not a grown man. I'm still a kid. But when I have to be, I am. Otherwise, I'm probably one of the most immature guys you've ever met. I don't really care. I plan on living a long, loving life. and just having it right to the very end. If you keep that child roaming around in you, everybody, you'll never get old and sour. So, for Frank Del, I'm sorry, for Frank Delventhal. No, I coughed. Thanks.
Don't worry about it. My last name is also not very important. I'm just Frank. This is okay.
It's very good. No, it's Frank Delventhal, and I thank you for being on the show. So, we'll talk to you. I doubt it. I don't know what's going to happen next month. We're looking in a lot of things. If not, we will see you the first of the year with Frank and everybody else that's family on this show. As I said, everybody, you have greatness, but there's one other thing we reinforce. We believe in you, and we're behind you. So have a great week, everyone, and just think about what Frank and I talked about, and we'll have this show up within the next 5 days. Have a great week, and go out and help someone. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.